Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, like other shows, we have discussed distracted driving many, many times. This story popped up yesterday. Getting to it a little late. But I want to take this view of it after I give you the setup. A trucker is accused of watching Netflix on his phone. Okay. Let's see what happens in court. But if found guilty of this, pathetic, selfish, disgusting, indefensible. Just watching a show. Okay. Caused a 3-vehicle wreck last summer. Slowing traffic, and leaving a husband and wife dead. Billy Joe Grimes was charged last Friday with 2 counts of criminal vehicular homicide and 1 count of criminal vehicular operation. This happened last August. I-35, right south of Faribault. The trip, I'm guessing, is a Paul Walsh story. Let's just go. Yep, of course. Paul Walsh, busiest man in journalism in the state, second place, not close. Grimes was charged by summons, scheduled to appear in court, middle of May. In a very brief interview with the Tribune, Grimes said he was unaware of the charge, alleging he was watching an episode of Rust Valley Restorers and denied that he was viewing anything on his phone. The phone was on, but it was in the back of the truck. I'd left it there that morning. Well, we got a pretty huge discrepancy then, Dave. Okay. Have you heard, by the way, have you heard of Rust Valley Restorers?
No, that would not be any show that would compete for my attention while behind the wheel.
I have not. So it's a pretty large discrepancy versus the charges of you're literally watching Rust Valley Restorers from this individual. Phone was on, but it was in the back of the truck. I'd left it there on the morning. So let's see what happens. This is my question, and I want quick feedback, because I want to get to a few different topics today. We all know that people are still participating in distracted driving. We've changed laws here with Bluetooth and monitoring, and we all know there are many ways that you can participate, so to speak, in distracted driving, and it's not just the phone. But the phone is way high in the list, if not the top of the list. And Dave, we can identify it. There's tons of people who are doing other things outside of using the phone where they are 100% distracted.
Mm-hmm.
It's harder to write laws about that because it's even more subjective. Okay, phone, we know. Hands-free, not allowed. You know, so on and so forth. As we've done before, the punishment's nowhere near enough. It isn't. What is it? $150, $125. Not even close to being enough. If we really want to do this, $500, $1,000, and be more penal. And going back to when Adam was part of the show, we talked many, many times, does it have to be, if we really want to make enormous progress on this, do we have to just steal the DWI ideas where it became a national cause? It was out there all the time. Because you think about the number of people who drove home drunk in the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and the number of officers or society or citizens just thought, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever. You know, we'll be fine. I'll be fine. And then Mothers Against Drunk Driving. And society said, nope. Mm-mm. And there are levels to that, but even if you're barely at the limit, you still shouldn't be driving. It's similar to other crimes, right? Do I think you should be punished more severely depending upon how far you are over the limit? Yeah, I do. Doesn't mean you face no punishment if you're at the limit. But this is my question at 651-461-9226. Let's say 10 years from now, April 30th, 2034, Donald Trump is in the middle of his fifth term as president of the United States because he's not leaving. If he wins, he's not leaving. By the way, noted teetotaler, noted non-drinker. Maybe Donald Trump, if he wins, and by the way, if the election was today, he'd win. He could make it a big deal. I mean, I'd find commonality. Let's go, Donald.
That'd be great.
With distracted driving. 10 years from now, yes or no, are we going to look and say, we haven't eliminated it, but we have made undeniably significant progress? Because we have more laws. We punish people more. But there's plenty of people driving in their car right now, kind enough to listen to us. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. It's not that hard to look around until you're going to see somebody, and it's not just the phone. Looking, grabbing things, makeup, food, arguments, who knows, whatever it might be. The show is so spellbinding that you don't even realize you're driving. Yeah,
a lot of just knee slapping, buckled
exactly.
Over.
Exactly. 10 years from now, are we going to make significant progress, and what is our path there? Because I think if we do it the way we're doing it now, I'm glad we're trying, but we're not going strong enough at it.
Yeah, I don't know that we're trying hard enough.
Yeah.
Like we're saying, we like feeling that we're trying.
The punishment isn't strong enough, right? And it's other things. Also, let's not forget, we have a shortage of law enforcement across the country. So we don't have, in many parts of the country, it's not universal, but many parts of the country, we don't have enough officers who are checking people to see what you're doing. We have people who in law enforcement positions who normally would be doing that, but now they're going to help out maybe the bigger cities when they don't have as many police officers. I want us to be immensely better. Maybe Billy Joe Grimes is telling the truth. Seems like a heck of a leap that they charged him with. He was on the phone watching this show, and he's saying, absolutely not. It was in the back of the truck. That's like Joe Biden, Donald Trump positions. But 10 years from now, I'm inclined to say no, that we haven't made significant progress in its failure in this area. Because we should be, first of all, we shouldn't just do it. And am I saying I've been perfect my entire life? Absolutely, positively, unequivocally, no, on any part of life, including this. Am I immensely better than I once was? Yes. Is it dumb anytime I've done it? Yes. If I am caught, I should face punishment. But, you know, what's a realistic number where you're going to punish people, but it's not so much that, man, how are they going to go to work? How are they going to live their life? And maybe there is no number, because guess what? You put yourself in that position.
Yeah, some could very easily argue that's what the number should be.
Yeah.
It should be so dramatic that you think of the consequence and think, I can't afford.
Yeah.
Even if it's a small chance I get caught.
Because DUIs have done that.
Yeah.
It's what it does to your life, the 10, 15, 20,000, maybe losing your license, the stigma. Doesn't stop everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But it's we've, without a doubt, made an enormous progress in that area. What do people think? Because I know you. I don't think we will have made 10 years from now significant progress. You?
Hopeful, but I don't think so.
Yeah, and I guess it's semantics on what's significant.
It could be as simple as the, I won't say the right person, but you know what I mean. Somebody becomes a victim that everybody knows. You know, a celebrity becomes a victim of a distracted driver.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, the world pays attention.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe it's a president.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the Governors United. Maybe the amount of commercials is overwhelming. Maybe the punishment is so strong. 17 past 2. I'd love to hear from you on this topic. Phone calls, texts, 651-461-9226.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's 21 past the hour at 2. We're talking about distracted driving and whether it will change 10 years from now. Representative Dean Erdahl is going to join us in about 15 minutes. On the latest idea from St. Paul to try to land more teachers. Before this segment is done, we'll jump into the Ilhan Omar soundbite controversy because Tom Emmer and other Republicans jumping in on campus anti-Semitism today. Emmer, who not only has been in this leadership position for a while, but has been more outspoken on issues going after Ilhan. We'll play the soundbite and have some reaction to it. We had her on, how long ago was that, Dave? 3-4 weeks ago?
A couple months, I think, maybe.
Oh, I don't think it's that long ago. I thought it was...
Let's fight right now.
Let's leg wrestle. It's podcastable. It was a debate on Bibi Netanyahu, what Netanyahu is doing, her belief that it's flat-out genocide. It was lengthy. It was 20 minutes. It was a back and forth. I think it's worth checking out. Chad Hartman Show, anywhere you get your podcasts. On the punishment... And if it'll get better, 15 years minimum watching the Barbie movie in an endless loop. I still have not watched the Barbie movie. Have you watched it yet?
I did.
And what'd you think?
It was all right.
That's
what I didn't mind watching it.
Most people told me.
Gosling was great.
Yeah. I mean, you're watching Margot on an endless loop. That's torture.
It's okay.
Jeez, I'm missing something here. Fines are not a big deal for rich people. We can't come up with a system, though, where we're going to come up with your salary and fine you, right? Are we really going that way? It sounds good in theory, but it just... It's not practical.
Yeah.
Not. What are you chuckling about?
No, nothing. I was just reading something.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Mm-hmm.
It's all good.
I thought you were. I'm not worried. I thought you were adding to the dialogue with the chuckle.
No, I was not. There was no chuckle.
Chortle?
No chortle.
Several years ago, I called my mom to get a ride and get my car because I got very drunk and got a ride home. My dad started to chew me out about needing to ride my mother. And around me, and he used to drive home drunk all the time back in the 60s. With cell phones, all this will change over years. Well, drunk driving has. We got a long ways to go with distracted driving.
Yeah, I was just thinking during the break, if you have a buddy who, you know, you talk to one Sunday and says, man, I was out late last night, I drove home drunk, versus I was out late last night, and I drove home and I sent a couple texts.
Mm-hmm.
Completely different feelings in
yep,
your mind, and
you're right.
They probably shouldn't be.
Realistic number, just like a lock, only keeps honest people more honest. DWI laws and hands-free laws are only keeping honest people honest. Yeah, but it's clear that more people are not driving drunk and that the nation unifying behind that and punishments jumping up and the power of mothers against drunk driving, that has played a much bigger part. And I know that took a long time, too. This isn't a snap of the finger, but that's out there. Even if you're caught, they won't prosecute you in Minnesota. Show me the date on that one. I know there's tons of our listeners who believe no one gets prosecuted in the state. Well, we just found an example where they're prosecuting a guy who supposedly was driving while he was watching Netflix with criminal vehicular homicide. So I guess that proves that point irrelevant. Saw an officer driving a squad with a phone in his ear. Is that illegal? Man, people are obsessed with sending that text in to us and others, assuming that police officers just disregard the law. There probably are some who don't give a damn. More often than, way more often than not, are paying attention to the law and might be involved in something more serious than the rest of us. So I'm not saying every officer is pure. But if it's the average driver on the road and an officer, and who I'm going to assume has greater leeway to have some form of communication, I'm giving the officers more leeway without saying everyone is flawless and everyone is perfect, because we know that's not true like every job on the planet.
Saw an officer do a rolling stop the other day. Citizen's arrest.
Did you jump in front of the vehicle?
No, I got in my car and just put my head out the window and went, whee! Woo! And pull them over.
Can we get that on the sound bank right there? Those, maybe it doesn't happen as often when you do it, but that would be very good to have. Okay, play the Ilhan comments from a few days ago. Back in the news today, we spent two segments talking about campus protests and what should happen, what is not happening. The Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, who was boosted, by the way, by the Democrats today, saying, hey, Marjorie, he's not going anywhere because we're not going to exchange in the hijinks. We're going to actually support him. Not like their policy going to support him, but you're not going to get the votes to dump him.
Like they have a functional government?
Yeah, or at least an attempt. And the fact that Johnson met them somewhere on Ukraine and Israel, and they think Marjorie's the devil, they're not going to work with her. But Johnson, Emmer, and others talked about campus protests, including Emmer reacted to Ilhan's comments a few days ago, which continue to draw a reaction. In case you missed it, and I think many people have had a chance to consume it, but in case you didn't, here it is.
How do you think this will translate to the Jewish students who are facing anti-Semitism here on campus?
So I actually met a lot of Jewish students that are in the encampment, and I think it is really unfortunate that people don't care about the fact that all Jewish kids should be kept safe and that we should not have to tolerate anti-Semitism or bigotry for all Jewish students, whether they are pro-genocide or anti-genocide.
Okay. She's going to get a reaction when she says against genocide or pro-genocide. And we'll get into her view because that was kind of the thrust of our debate 6 weeks ago, 2 months ago, whenever the hell it was.
March 7th.
March 7th. Okay. So about 6 weeks ago or so, right?
Said 3 to 4. I said 2 months. We'll find out. Let's see who's
I think it's a W for you. She, the first part, is saying something that millions and millions of people are saying. It's too bad what is happening to individuals who who are facing anti-Semitism. And by the way, it's all over the place in society. I mean, this is crystallizing. But let's not forget how much anti-Semitism has jumped up since the middle of last decade. And a lot of white supremacists feeling more empowered to say the quiet vile out loud. So the first part, she deserves credit. And there are a lot of people who, no matter what she says, will never, ever give her any credit. By the way, I've had spirited conversations with her about it's all about the Benjamin and those other comments where she earned my criticism and others for comments that were anti-Semitic. But she has determined that anyone and everyone who supports Bibi Netanyahu is pro-genocide. Or, even further, anyone who is supporting Israel is pro-genocide. And she goes to that, just like the others, ripped her too quickly. It's the generalization again. And we had a lot of that, trying to be more precise. Because you can support, how about, let me phrase it this way. You can be critical of what Israel is doing and how they've responded with 30 to 35,000 dead. You can disagree with Bibi Netanyahu and believe a different leader should be in charge. And you're not automatically anti-Semitic. You're not. And that's happening too often now where people are playing that games. Because as someone who has half my family's Jewish, I wasn't raised Jewish, I wouldn't trust Bibi Netanyahu with anything. I think he's a corrupt leader. I think a lot of this is he's genuine about it and he's responding. Of course he is. But a lot is about he was facing crimes and he's acting like the tough guy. And they're going too far in some of these areas. Going after Hamas? Go for it. When Hamas is hiding within citizenry, you got to count for that as opposed to, well, it's a part of war. There's been too much a part of war. But she has determined too much, and too many damn people in this country have determined too much that if you support how Israel has responded in any way, that you're pro-genocide. And that's too easy. When Ilhan, who is a smart person, he's asking so frequently, don't generalize me. Treat me who I am. And don't just presuppose because of my name and how you've judged me. She's doing too much of that again herself with the pro-genocide. So it's the leaping, which is all over the place. But she knows better. Absolutely, positively, unequivocally knows better to suggest that anybody is automatically pro-genocide. But if you could judge it in total, which not enough people want to do, you got to judge other comments she's made. But she asks for the response when she is fully capable of a more nuanced response, but she doesn't want to do it on this topic. She just doesn't. 32 past 2. What are we going to do about getting more school teachers in this state? Good story in the Star Tribune about it. A man who's co-sponsoring a bill, Representative Dean Erdahl, Republican. He's going to join us in moments on CCL.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You want to remind people the bumper theme today because it's excellent.
Songs that have been either intentionally or unintentionally misheard or misquoted, all stemming from today being April 30th, tomorrow being May 1st. It's gonna be May.
Mm-hmm. This is maybe the top of the list.
Revved up like a deuce, another runner in the night.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, what do we have here? It seems we have a bipartisan bill, which, bravo, you know where I stand on that. Let's get more of that, where we would have a 12-week pilot program, which would provide stipends up to $7,500 to eligible student teachers enrolled in teacher training programs at 7 greater Minnesota colleges. It's bipartisan because you have two individuals, Representative Dean Norris, a DFLer out of Blaine, and then our guest, Representative Dean Erdahl, Republican out of Grove City, who are co-authoring the bill, and the representative, like all of our guests, is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Dean, thanks for your time. Appreciate it. We know we have an issue. Why is this a good path to trying to make some progress?
Well, it's just one path. And actually, there are several bills. I'm co-author with Representative Norris on this one. I have another bill that offers grants. There's another one with tax credits. And my opinion on this is I don't care, you know, who is the chief author or what gets done, as long as something gets done.
Good.
to help our student teachers. You know, we have shortages in teaching in literally every area. The three most shortages are in special education, world languages, and then career and technical. And we need to do things to get more teachers into the profession. Over the years, I've offered a lot of different types of bills to try to accomplish that end, and this is one of them. Years ago now, I did a bill to establish year-round student teaching, a pilot program in two colleges. I had the architect of the Finnish education system, a man named Pasi Sahlberg, in my office, and he said that in Finland, which really has one of the best education systems in the world, they really put a lot into their teachers, and they all have to have master's degrees in their content area. They all have to have year-round student teaching. And so we tried to implement that here. We did do something with master's degrees. My bill to offer a tax credit for teachers who got degrees in the areas that they were teaching did pass. But what happened with the student teaching is we realized through the program that it wasn't going to work because it basically was just too expensive for teachers. If you are doing the 12-week course, as we have in Minnesota now, let's say you're teaching in St. Cloud State, and you get time for you to become a student teacher, and you get sent out to Benson.
Yeah, the story is filled with people who give that example, Representative, where they have to drive hours and hours every day. Considering how many teachers we need, is it that complicated to say, how about let's make a person drive only 45 minutes max to help out a school because they're all over the state?
Well, that would be one solution. A lot of folks, I was a teacher. I taught at New London Spicer.
Yep.
And I went into St. Paul to do my student teaching, and you move in. I lived in a house in St. Paul at that time, so I now have the expense of living in another place, you know, having to move, and then instead of getting paid for working, as a lot of people have side jobs while they're in college, now they're having to pay to work. And so this is very discouraging to a lot of our folks who get into student teaching. And so a lot of them just don't do it. And so we need to do something to offer a stipend, a grant, or whatever to incentivize these people to stay in teaching, to do the student teaching, and then to come out and hopefully get a job.
Okay. Do you expect this bill in particular to pass? And what about any other bills that you propose this session tied to this teacher shortage crisis?
Well, I think the education finance bill is up this afternoon, and I believe that the Norris-Erdahl provision is in that bill. So hopefully, it's going to pass. And then whatever happens to it when it gets to the Senate, and of course, for other reasons, the Senate is in a quite different situation than the House is right now. This could pass, and I think accomplish some good things. We just need to do more to prepare our teachers, and that's what student teaching is all about, to support our teachers. And I've had bills to establish a more consistent mentorship program in Minnesota, and also, certainly paying teachers. But, we have in Minnesota 113,000 licensed teachers. 38% of them aren't in the classroom. They're doing something else. Mm-hmm. And it's not just because of salaries. It's also because of the perceived overregulation, especially in the area of special education, and lack of respect, safety. There are different reasons why people are leaving the profession, and we lose about a third of all of our new teachers in the first 5 years.
Do we know how that percentage ranks with other states, or is that a fairly common number across the country?
I think it's fairly common. I don't know what the statistics are in other states, but I would suspect it's fairly common.
Representative Dean Erdahl is with us. We're talking about education, bills trying to pass, including the stipend idea. As you mentioned, sir, you were a teacher. You've been a representative for a while. This has been a huge part of your thrust while you've been in St. Paul. So when you look at your time in school to now, how concerning is this time for education in 2024 compared to the last 10, 20, 30 years? This state, as you know very well, often takes great pride in our education in kind of a broad way. But when you look at this as someone who's lived it, where are we at as of today?
Well, I've got some concerns. I mean, I was a history teacher and social studies, and I taught civics. We did get some civics legislation passed last year with the DFL Senator Swadzinski and I, which I hope makes some strides in ensuring that our students know more about our government and how the system works. But I'm concerned that the truth of history is taught. The good things, the bad things, the blemishes. History needs to be taught as history. Diversity is important. We are a much more diverse state than we were when I started teaching. But the I fear in some areas indoctrination instead of historical perspective.
Do you have particular examples you would cite to back that up?
Well, no, I actually don't want to get into that area too much today, but the ethnic studies, again, diversity is important to teach, but you know, let's teach all of our history the way it happened. I'll give you an example. I would give is the way that Abraham Lincoln is viewed now. We have his portrait behind the rostrum in the House of Representatives, and it's, you know, certainly you know, he was not a perfect man, but there's a lot of resentment, particularly among indigenous people, regarding his treatment of Dakota people in Minnesota during the War of 1862, and the hanging of the 38. But he reprieved the death sentences of 265. He believed that he was doing the right thing. Mistakes were made, but this type of thing needs to be made evident to the students.
Can I just jump in because I don't want to run out of time?
Sure.
Don't you think both sides are guilty of this? I mean, we have examples of Republicans all across the country who are penalizing librarians and changing history programs. So Abraham Lincoln, I'm with you 1,000%, should be viewed in total. He's good and bad. But also all of our history needs to be viewed as good and bad. And I think it's a mistake when we have that particular governor or that particular legislature is deciding which parts of history we're going to teach.
Yeah, I agree with you. The whole story needs to be taught. Again, the good and the bad. And as a history teacher for over 30 years, that's what I tried to do. And for those today who are slanting it either way, I think they need to have a change of direction.
Representative Dean Erdahl, one last question for you, and congratulations on your time there. I know you're leaving. I was going to ask you about that, but since we're short, I want to ask you this. And you have not been shy in giving opinions, and also you're bipartisan. That's one of the reasons I was drawn to you. We need more individuals who are bipartisan. But you know what's going on in the Senate with Senator Mitchell. If you had to vote on this, and you don't because you're a member of the House, do you think Senator Mitchell should stay in the Senate at minimum until the session is done, or do you think she needs to step away right now?
You know, I don't know all the particulars of this case. I mean, certainly, I mean, I've heard from people in education that say superintendent said if she were in my school, she would get an unpaid leave of absence. And there's just all kinds of different ways to look at this. Certainly,
it's pretty clear, though, right? I mean, she's charged with a felony for breaking in. She's saying it's tied to a personal matter. The Republicans are saying it's so grievous she needs to go now, and Democrats are saying it's due to due process. For me, I think it's all about politics where they stand. But you, someone who's bipartisan, would you say that she should finish or she should go?
Well, again, it is all about politics. If either side had a 2 or 3 vote majority, I don't think this would be such a big issue today. Certainly not as big as it is. And I, you know what? I haven't heard all the testimony or whatever. You know, why was she there? I mean, there must be more to this. And so I'm not, until I know more, I'm not prepared to make a judgment.
Representative, I always appreciate you coming on. Thank you so much. We'll reach out again.
Yeah, do that. I'm in office, you know. I'm a legislator till January.
You'll get a call again. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, bye.
Representative Republican Dean Erdahl on multiple issues, including Senator Nicole Mitchell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.